Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm back.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Yeah, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm wrapping up my predictions, my 2016 predictions. Here's number 16, Obama's Justice Department will not indict Hillary Clinton in 2016. But as evidence of her lying achieves critical mass, it will cost her millennial votes who value honesty over political ideology. So that'll be interesting to watch. We won't know about that till November, though. Number 17, the GOP primary process will not produce an apparent nominee going into their convention unless it's Trump or Cruz. The only two people, I believe, who could be the single nominee will be Trump or Cruz. Number 18, Republicans will not win the White House, the president's ticket, unless the ticket includes a Hispanic and at least one person from Ohio and or Florida. Those are two big swing states that the Republicans will not win the White House unless they have both of those states. Look for a Trump Rubio or a Cruz Kasich ticket. Either one of those two. That's my prediction. Trump Rubio or Cruz Kasich. Number 19, the social conservatism of Republicans and the socialistic economics of Democrats will create electoral challenges for both parties in 2016. The socially conservative planks of the Republican platform and the socialistic economics planks of the Democrats on the left, on the right, and the left will create problems for both parties. Both of those are 20th century vestiges that both parties are going to have to deal with. The way the Republicans think about social issues, the way the Democrats think about economics are not 21st century ways, and they're going to have a problem with them. Number 20, if Trump wins the election, it will be because he's the only candidate most likely to avoid defending the bankrupt elements of either party. That's what I was just saying. He's kind of, if you notice, Trump's kind of in the middle of all those, right? He's not going to have to defend the social conservatism of the Republicans or the socialistic economics of the Democrats. And if he wins, I think it'll be because of that. Number 21, a liberal member of the Supreme Court will exit in 2016, probably in the first half, and I didn't say this in my predictions, but I'm going to say it now, probably Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look for her to retire this year. Number 22, with every member of Gen Y, which you know as the millennials, there are 84 million of them, every member of Gen Y is now old enough to vote in 2016. Think about that, folks. The electoral influence by this generation is now at critical mass. Gen Y contributed to the 2012 election. They helped, there's no question that they helped Barack Obama get elected in 2012. But now every one of them are old enough to vote. And it'll be interesting to see, now that they've got an election or two under their belt, it'll be interesting to see how they respond to the messages of both parties. In my opinion, this will be the most interesting development of the 2016 election, is how the millennials will vote. And they're going to have significant political influence for generations to come. Much like the boomers did only to a much greater degree and, of course, in a new century. Number 23, more than just a president, the 2016 election results will reveal the future trajectory of liberty and opportunity in America. We won't just choose a president in 2016, folks. We'll reveal to the world which way the American voter thinks, the majority of Americans think, that we should be headed with regard to how we feel about liberty and how we feel about opportunity in this country. And the last prediction, Alabama will become the NCAA Division I champion, football champion. They'll win the game. They'll beat Clemson next Monday. That's my prediction, my last prediction. My 15-year record, by the way, folks, is 73% accuracy. However, politics may put that average in jeopardy this year. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.